in the psukim that begin from pasuk yud till pasuk yud tes, we start with the words b'ni im yifatucha chatoim al toivei. And the reason that this pasuk, we'll translate in a minute, the reason that this pasuk presents difficulties in comprehension is because when you look further, it sounds like you're talking about very desperate and very criminal minds who are vicious and are trying to inspire somebody to join them to do terrible things, including murder and mayhem, and to rob a person from all of his possessions. So the beginning, Yifatucha Chatoim, if Chatoim are going to try to seduce you, don't listen to them. The word Chatoim is L'cha'ira, a word that's very powerful. It should have been Yifatucha Rishayim, Yifatucha Reitzchim. Chatoim is very edel. And in general, when you speak about Chet, Ovin, and Pesha, right? What do we speak about? Chet, Ovin, and Pesha, three Madregas of Aveira, correct? Which is the lowest of the three Madregas? Of course, Chet. People identify Chet with Shoigeg, right? Called Mechatos. So Chatoim, that Chet should be considered the kind of mentality that is able to seduce a person to murder and to robbery. It's L'chayra, it's a steer. And again, if you take a look in the Bir Agra, if you have it in front of you, and if not, I'll say it over anyhow so you'll hear it. He writes, Choyte hu oivra al mitzvahs aseh. Imagine, Choyte is a person who's oivra al mitzvahs aseh. Fuloshin chisorom. Why is it oivra al mitzvahs aseh? Because everybody knows that when you do a mitzvahs lois aseh, you're doing b'poyel the aveira. For example, you steal from someone, you take your hand and you put it into his pocket. You murder someone, you take a knife and you stick it into his back. So you are doing a pa'ula. To do an aveira, you do a pa'ula. How do you violate a mitzvah saseh? By not doing the mitzvah. You don't make kiddush. You don't make havdalah. You're violating the mitzvah saseh. Says the Goyim, why is Choyte associated with mitzvah saseh? He doesn't learn Choyte shoygeg. Here he's learning Choyte is people who violate mitzvah saseh. Why? Because the word chet means absence of something. Missing. And missing can only be an aveira of not doing. So what's an aveira of not doing? You're mevatel. That's why it's called mevatel mitzvah saseh. Why is it called mevatel? Because you're not doing the mitzvah saseh. So it makes the question much more extreme. What kind of person are we talking about that convinces somebody to do murder and to steal? A person whose whole chistaron is that he's mevatel mitzvah saseh. The chapela otzim. And this is the Lashon Vayta. That chet means chistaron. He's teaching now the pasuk. If those kind of people whose chesaron is that they're lacking in the pu'ula of the mitzvah saseh, and that's why they're called chatoim. Page one. See it right underneath the psukim. Al toivei lishmaya divrayim beklal ki bevadai loy lemitzvah hein boim lefatoischa. There's a chapela otzom. You're talking about a psukim that say, what does it say there? It says, what do they want? Kol hain yakar nimtza, nimali batena shalom. L'cha itanu, it says earlier, nerevo l'dom. These are criminals. These are horrible people. So the kind of people that are coming to you who are missing mitzvahs, I say, what's going on over here? You take a look at the Al-Sheikh. The Al-Sheikh, HaKadosh, Al-Posukim Yifatucha Chatoim Al-Toivei. The Koshe, Heich Salkadaituch Lishmaya L'Divri Chatoim. He asks a different question. A person is a known criminal. Imagine Bernie Madoff now. Well, I'll tell you the truth, people are so stupid, they probably invest with him even now. But imagine Bernie Madoff now is let out of jail for a couple of days. He goes into the hospital for indigestion or whatever they took him into the hospital for. And the nurse talks to him, and he tries to convince her to give her life savings. So what is the statistical likelihood that she'll listen to him? Borders on zero. Well, human nature is what it is, but you never know. But it borders on zero. Before, it's a different story. Before, she would be glick-luck if he even looked at her. Now, you understand that it's not shy. So he asks a question. Who's going to join up with a bunch of brigands and monsters and participate with them? So it's like this. If you have your own vested interest, it's not a kasha. But since the lashon of the pasuk is yifatucha, yifatucha means they make you into a pesikelu. They make you, you're innocent. You're simple. But they are seducing you. How can a Rosh Marusha seduce a person into doing Ritzicha? It's not Shayach. You're not even in their company. They have no connection to you. It's a mafia. What mafia is going to seduce me? Most likely, if a mafia gets to me, it's with a different angle entirely. Usually, what is the angle that they would use to get an innocent man involved with them? They would blackmail him. But they wouldn't seduce him. What is there to seduce? I don't have anything to do with you. I don't know who you are. We don't travel in the same company. We don't live in the same neighborhoods. Says the Al Sheikh HaKadosh, how could it be Yifatucha? And you'll see how it connects to what I was saying before in the Gra. And then I'll show you something that's mamish neirav ha'ayim. But it's not a Bir HaGra. Initially, it's a Bir HaGra in Megillas Rus. The Al Sheikh continues and he says, the Tirets, the Vadai Ein Hayetzo Hora Mesis Ha'odom La'aveilos. He says that the Chatoyim that we're talking about is a marshal for the Yetzirah. And the Yetzirah cannot get up one day and say, you should be a murderer. You should be a gazel. Go rob a bank. The Yetzirah can't tell a normal person to rob a bank. So what does the Yetzirah do? Zokhtar Hazay. He says, Kibavadai, he writes, Balkain, he says, because Misa Elo Rak, Misame Einov, he blinds him. Remember we spoke last time about Shoychad? Ki HaShoychad Ya'aveh, you don't even chab? He says, Mesame Eino V'nichnas Imoi B'sheilis Tshuvois Ad Shema'aviro Adaito V'das Koinoi. And I mentioned the Rambam, I believe, at the end of Hilchas Metzora, where he starts talking about Lashon Hara, and in the end, he tells that person is going to end up being a Koifer B'Ika. How can a person talking Lashon Hara about somebody, some neighbor, end up being a Koifer B'Ika? So after Rambam, no, that's how it is. Because once the sun gets hold of you and starts corrupting you, you don't know the limits of it. So he says, Eino Chanami. At the beginning, he starts telling you Shailas and Chuvas. Until he loses himself completely and he abandons HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Alkein. Or Eitzo Toivahi, Shalom Yishma Eilov Klau V'Al Yikonis Imoi B'dvorim. The Zeh Shama HaKosov Al Toivah, Shetekev Toimar Eineni Reitzo Lishmaya Klau. It's a meridik, a chiddush, and a beautiful yisayt. He says a dvar musa here that's very critical for all of us. We have the first line of defense is stay away from me. I don't have anything to do with you. Because most people, they say it's only a kleinigkeit. It's a white collar crime, where it's just this side of not being 100%. In Ishkafela, saw 99%. Wasn't that Ishkafela? 99% is okay. But just like a mixah sheker is sheker, there's no such thing as an emes that has a mixah sheker. It's either emes or it's not emes. Same thing the Yetzirah, once he's in, you never know where it's going to end up. So that's what the pasuk is saying, according to Al-Sheikh. Even if it's just chatoyim. And now we understand the Gra. The Gra is saying that when people who appear that their sole involvement in Averis is Bitul Mitzvah Saseh, stay away from them. Because their company will eventually lead to either they themselves will become more and more corrupt, or they will introduce you to people who are corrupt. or you will fall into the net of people who are corrupt. How far does it go? How far does that little shtickle Lashon Hara go? Till Kaifa Beikar. Zok the Pasuk, the little chatayim arrangement and relationship that you have, how far does that go? Ritzicha and Gezel. Ritzicha and Gezel. The Tavani and the Kasani to the extreme. Dozokta. And I want to tell you something unbelievable. I'm going to go one step further. Take a look if you have it. If you don't have it, I'm going to read it anyhow and translate it. But if you have it, it's the bottom of page 4. Tzidkas ha-tzadik of a tzadik ha-kai. Lo yischaber im rishoyim va'afilu la'asos mitzvah. He takes this idea one step further. We're talking until now about people who are minor chaitim, and because they're already corrupt to some extent, you have to stay away from them from get-go, from the very first. Because any involvement with them begins to corrupt you, and that corruption may not know any limits. Yes, that's what we said before. Now he takes it one step further. What happens if you're in the company of people who are rishayim, but they're trying to convince you to do mitzvahs? Yeah, mitzvahs, mitzvahs mamish. When we're talking about real mitzvahs. Gute Sachen. So he says, Lo yischabe rishoyim v'afilu lasis mitzvah. V'cheinu mefurish b'mechilta k'mo shenema k'ischabe. I quote the pasuk in the, with the nekudos, so you should see how you pronounce it correctly. V'yisnabe eliezer ben dodavo m'moresha al yoshofot leimor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished him for getting involved, right, with Achaz Yohu. And he says, what's the reason? Why did they get involved with Achaz Yohu? Lilchaim neged Aram. They got together for a good purpose. But when you're mischaber with a Rasha, it doesn't make a difference because the corruption is the hischabrus itself. You need a person who has a photographic memory and a tremendous mikias like Reb Tzadik HaKoyin to be able to say this. But he says, every single time the word derech is used in Mishlei, it's positive. He says, derech ha-toyro v'ha-mitzvahs. So what does it mean, al-telech v'derech itam? Don't join these chatoyim in the derech of Torah mitzvahs. What does that mean? That even if your intention, and they're trying to convince you, and the seduction is the extreme seduction of all, Torah mitzvahs, what could be a bigger seduction than that? You're doing good things. Join us. It says, Yosef. That says an amazing thing. How do you teach? All of us learn this in Rashi, and everybody knows this Chazal from one source or another, that Yosef HaTzadik did not listen to her when she tried to get him involved with her. He was not interested. And what does Chazal say? Li Yosima. The Kefil Haloshin that's mentioned includes not only being with her in Olam Hazeh, but you don't want to be with her in Olam Haba. What do you normally think when you hear that? That he didn't want to be together with her in Gehenna. You know, he's going to end up in Gehenna. And where does she belong? She also belongs in Gehenna. So Lishkav Etzla in Olam Hazeh, because it's going to lead that he's going to end up with her in Gehenna. So instead of being amongst the tzaddikim, he's going to end up with her down below. Zog the elikim of tzaddik ha-kayin name. Lo'olam abo does not mean Gehenna. It means Gan Eden. He doesn't want to be with her in Gan Eden. He says, lo'olam abo, the Lashon Olam Haba, who rak kibul schar v'lo yonesh. The ze ein nikra Olam Haba. You hear a Lashon? He says the Chazal says that he didn't want to be with her Ba'olam Haba. Does not mean neutral. Ba'olam Haba could mean in the good place, and Ba'olam Haba could be in the bad place. He says Ba'olam Haba always means the good place. So what does it mean? What does it mean he doesn't want to be with her Ba'olam Haba? V'akshe be'emes Yosef nosa bita. Umehem, that's osnas bas poitifera, right? That Paro gave him as a wife. Umehem yotza shevet the Yisrael, umashiach ben Yosef. The Yosef rog am king ze, shemimena yetze shalshelis gedoyla kizu. Rak loy rotza liyos ima afilu la ilam abo. Yeah? So it's an amazing thing. And he gives an example. Maisa with Tamar. He says Tamar was a tzadekis. She was a marshas. She says, come to me. And she's married to Potiphar. This marshas, and he knows that from her is going to come out good things, he still doesn't want to be with her, because even to get to her, with her to Olam Haba, he doesn't want it. So what does Reb Tzadik say? That the hischabrus with Rishayim, even Ladova Taiv, is a terrible thing, and you have to stay away from them completely. I would like to go a little bit further. So far, what do we have? We have the question that we started out with, that the word Chatoyim seems very parav, and it sounds like they're convincing him to do terrible things. We also have the Kasha Ba'alshech, who gets convinced to do Ritzicha? An average person is not going to be convinced to do Ritzicha. So the answer to both of these questions is that Adarabba, the Kasha number two, answers Kasha number one. The reason I'm inspired by these people and that I'm willing to have anything to do with these people is because on the surface their criminality is not so terrible. They're not such bad people, so they're not from the tzaddikim that sit in the Beis Medrash a whole day. So they come and they give you schemes and aitzes, but they're mevat limitzus aseh. And according to the Reb Tzadik HaKohen now, they could even be people who are making believe that they're big tzaddikim. And they're trying to involve you in a mitzvah. So in all of these subtle and nefarious ways, the consequence ultimately ends up Ritzicha and Gesel. That's what the Pasuk is trying to tell me. Now, Avada, you're not going to succumb to somebody who comes to you and says, let's go rob a bank. Abba, the person who is inspiring you is not asking you to rob a bank at the very outset. But that's the consequence. And who are these people? These are people that are just chatoyim, who are over mitzvah saseh, according to the Gra. These are people who are, according to the Alshich, that's what he says in the first page over here, Imifatucha chatoyim, that he's not maces him to do aveiros, he's nichnas imoy b'sheilus and truvois, and according to Reb Tzadik HaKohen, they could be even people who try to convince you to do mitzvahs, but their heart is not for HaKadosh Baruch. In all of these circumstances, the consequence in the end is the same. That sooner or later that hashpa l'ra ends up that they convince you to do all kinds of terrible things. I'd like to go one step further. Everybody knows this pasuk. And it's also a gemara. And it's also a halacha in the gemara. And in the shulchan aruch. When a person wants to become a ger, the first thing you try to do is push him away. And when you see that they are stubborn and insistent, and they persist in asking to become a ger, then you have to let them. Assuming that there are no ulterior motives. How do you know that this is the protocol, this is the mahalo? From the Maisa of Naomi and Ruth on the way out of Moab, correct? So the Gemara says in Maseches Yevam, it's the same thing, that when the Pesuk says, she says to her, Al tifki bilotzve poshuv me'acharayev, kiel asher teil kiyelev v'asher. All of these things, she kept pushing. Naomi said, no, go back. But v'teire ki misamet, says he, lo lefes imo. When she saw that she was, what does misametzes mean? steadfast, persistent. Chazak v'yametz libecha. Strong. She's strong and steadfast and persistent in her way. And she sees she can't budge her. She cannot budge her. She lets go. Vatechda. She stops talking against the Geirus, and she accepts her. Correct? And that's what it says in Chazal, that's what it says in the Rambam, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, and it was game. Listen to a Bir Hagra. I don't really like to use colloquial terms, but this Gra can blow your mind away. It mamish can blow your mind away. Listen to this. What he's doing here is quoting a Gemara in Maseches Brachos, Daf Samach Aleph. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Kehelet, Zvuvei Moves, Yavish Yabi Hashem and Rekeya. There's a two days in the Gemara. One of them is by Rav, who says the Yetzer Hara is doima to a Zvuv, and the other one is by Shmuel, who says the Yetzer Hara is doima lechita. And what it means that Yetzer Hara is doima lezvuv, the Goyin is about to explain. But the Yetzer Hara is like a fly. A fly, you know the expression, a fly in the ointment. That's in here in this case, it's in the Shemen. Zvuvei Moves, Yavish Yabia Shemen Rekeach. A Zvuv ruins the Shemen. It climbs into the Shemen, and it ruins the Shemen. Tiny little Zvuv, and Shemen is perfect and pure, but a Zvuv can ruin the Shemen. Zokta, and it sits Bein Shnei Miftachei Alev. Where does this Yetzer Hara dwell? Between the chambers of the heart. Zokta, what does it mean that the Yetzer Hara, the Zvuv, is between the chambers of the heart? It means there are two chambers. In Shnei Niftachei Halev, two sides. There's the right side and the left side. We speak about right ventricles and left ventricles. There are two sides to the heart that means our Taiva, our Ratzon. That's the Yetzer Taiv and the Yetzer Hara. Says the Gra, the Zvuv, the Yetzer Hara, it sits between the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara, so to speak. It means that the Yetzer Hara sometimes enters through the side of Tov, not always through the side of Ra. And he convinces you to do Tov. Because that Tov ultimately is Ra for you. That Tov will ultimately corrupt you. And I can give you many, many examples. Don't get agitated by what I'm about to say, but it's a small little thing. Somebody says, you know something, staying up on Shavuos night is a very great idea. But there are 2 days of Shavuos, so we're going to stay up the second night also. Sounds very impressive. The first night makes the person hard already for a week. Person stays up 2 nights in a row, he's finished for a month. The teretz is, the Yetzer Hara says, I want him to be mevatel learning. It doesn't matter what and how. I want him to stop learning. I'm going to exhaust him to his kitchkes, but I can't get to him. The man is a masmid also. And he's a tzaddik. And every time I try to convince him, go out, have a good time. There used to be a shopping bag lady on the Lower East Side. I don't know, they say about her that the reason she became a sugar, she never took a bath. She reeked two blocks away. And she never said a word. Never said a word. She would stick out her hand and you'd put in money. And she I don't know if she had hair or she, or I don't know what this is. She looked mamish, so unkempt. There was no river ayim. And she had shopping bags taka. Mamish, shopping bag lady. And she sits there, sometimes on Essex Street, sometimes on Grant Street, sometimes in the, where does she sleep? She sleeps in the stairwell of the buildings there. And every once in a while somebody gives her food. People have compassion on her. Some say that the reason she became that way is because she went to the chuppah and the chassan never showed up. I don't know if it's so, but she came from a mishpacha. She came from a mishpacha. She was a Yiddish kid. Anyhow, because she never said a word. For years, I put a dollar into her cup, into her hand. She sits there, and I put a dollar when I pass by. And we know each other from that connection. That's our connection. I put a dollar into her hand. Never does a word pass from her mouth. I never heard that she would say anything to anybody. One day, I had my little attaché case with my sfarim, and Rabbi Yeshaya Siv, the Rav of the Young Israel, was a Rebbe in the yeshiva for many, many years, and I didn't have a car. I used to go with him. I'm going from Grant Street to East Broadway to the Young Israel, and I'm waiting for him till he finishes davening. I davened earlier elsewhere. And that was my routine. I have to pass by like the Dry Dock Savings Bank over there, and she's sitting there. And on the corner, there's a bus, says Atlantic City, and all the old people are getting on to go to Atlantic City. Vayiftach Hashem es piya, and she says, "Why do you go to yeshiva? Get on the bus and have a good time." Just peely playing. But that's the first and last thing she ever said to me. It just goes to show, why do I tell over this story? Not just because the Yetzer Hara says go and have a good time. Vayhi ha'odom lenefesh chaya, leruach memalua. All of a sudden, when a person speaks, he becomes human. You have to know that the person has the potential to speak is also human. You could forget Pashat. She was such a caricature. She was such an absurdity that mekena molchachten that don't finish can mensch. Meila the whole hanhoga. Abbas is a mensch. That was a myriad gazach to me. I had to hear her tshuva. I have to be frank with you. I always treated her with respect. Don't get me wrong. But for that thing, there's a person there. There's a mamish person. There's a real person there. When are you going to yeshiva? She knew that I was going to yeshiva. How did she know I'm going to yeshiva? Because where else am I going? You know, I didn't have such a point. I had a little, you know, whatever. But okay. Hell, because Yetzirah often tells you, go and have a good time. But this person that we're talking about, he's such a tzaddik that he's not getting on any buses. He's going to yeshiva, he's going to the Beis Medrash, he comes back home, grabs a bite, into the Beis Medrash again. So Zakti Yetzara to him, what are you, a person on your madrega, you're going to stay up only one night of Shavuot? Stay up another night. Because he knows that two nights in a row like that, and he's finished for the week. And v'chaheina. Somebody gets convinced he should say Tikkun Chatzos. Where does he come to Tikkun Chatzos? Was Dreiter HaKop. No, Tikkun Chatzos. And so on and so forth. Remember, there was a boy in the yeshiva. He took upon himself Tainus Dibur. Tainus Dibur? Doesn't talk? His father comes to visit the yeshiva. Not talking to his father. The Chafer. Sutton gets to this person and convinces him that he shouldn't talk to his father. Nobody doesn't talk to your father. No, have a tainus dibur. Then you won't talk to your father. Father comes home full of atmas nefesh, my son. He thinks one of two things. Either he's completely off the wall, or that he's not nice. He's got his priorities all mixed up. Let's say tainus dibur. In all of these examples, and there are thousands of them, the Yetzer Hara figures out that he cannot get to you in a normal way. So what does he do instead? He chaps you with Torah mitzvahs. Zok the guy, listen to this. Baraitza loyma. Ki ha Yetzer toiv, eina yoyetz elo le mitzvah. The Yetzer toiv, he says, is very strict. He's not shrewd and he's not nasty. And when he tells you advice, it's always good. The Yetzer Hara, his first and foremost inclination is to get you to do an aveira, of course. If he sees that he can't, This man is a stalwart, you know. He's too strong. He's too much of a tzaddik. I can't get to him. He starts with mitzvahs. Mefateu lasois mitzvah meutof kama averus. He tells him to do mitzvahs, and in those mitzvahs, who knows how many averus there are. Rednish zum Taten. He comes 100 miles to see you, and he's visiting you in the dormitory, and the Rednish zum Kenein Wortlicht. You should have from Kopf. Weil derich seh, Yitzroi Shalodim, Gemar in Sukkot and Beis, Yitzroi Shalodim Misgaber Olav B'chol Yoimu Mischadish. What is the Lashon Misgaber from Gvura, Misgaber, and what is the Lashon Mischadish from Chidush? So he says, Misgaber Sheyasa Averis, U Mischadish. Mischadish means he recreates himself. He's brand new. What do you mean brand new? The Yitzhar of Tzatan Averis. No, this Yitzhar at this time is to do mitzvahs. Mischadish. Haynu imraya shelo yifate lo v'aveira mechadish olov v'fateu b'mitzvah u'bazeh ma'atif v'aveira, and he wraps around the aveira with asiyas mitzvahs. V'haraitza livchayim. He says a very amazing thing. You know, we have the expression v'hosse sotanu f'neinu mi'achareinu. He says, how does a person ever know if that's the case? Is the Yetzer Tov talking to me? Or maybe Chas v'Shalom the Yetzer Hara is talking to me? So I'm altogether in a pickle. I'm paralyzed. I can't do anything. So the Goyim says, I have an Yetzer for you. How to know? And this is mamish mind-boggling. He says like this. I'll paraphrase and then I'll read it to you. He says, if you see that you have a shtickle struggle, it doesn't come so easy what you're trying to do. He tells you to learn. And I don't want to learn so much. I want to go play ball. I want to go for a walk. He tells you to visit your ailing grandmother. And he says, oh, she doesn't b'chlal know what's going on in the world. Maybe I should do something else. There's a struggle. He says, if there's a struggle, you should know the Yetzer Tov is talking to you. He says, what happens if there's zero struggle? Then you have to suspect that the Yetzer Hara is up to no good. Because whenever the Yetzer Tov tries to get something good out of you, the Yetzer Hara starts kicking in. Efshenisht, efshazoi, emepeh, I'm lazy, I'm tired, tomorrow, manana. But the Yetzer Tov gets the Yetzer Hara against him. What happens if nothing's against him? Maybe it's not the Yetzer Tov talking. Let me read to you the words of the Gra. If he's running to do the mitzvah and nothing can stop him, you hear? And I tell you something amazing and unbelievable. The Vilna Goyen did not stop learning for a minute. He counted the number of hours that he was mevatel from Torah for a year, and it came out to nothing with nothing. A man who was immersed in Avodas Hashem and in Yirah Shamayim, and they call him HaGoyen HeChosid miVilna. And surely when he ran to learn, and when he was running to do mitzvahs, it was with his rizus. And then the Goyen one day said to people, people think I don't have a Yetzer Hara, people think I don't have a conflict. He says, if anybody would imagine the Yetzer Hara and the conflict that I have inside of me, they would never believe it. If it comes easy, just like that, chick-chack, there's something wrong. There's something wrong. And you have to suspect that the Yetzer Hara is driving you. And listen to what he says. Ki eich yochol liyos she'evorei haguf hakvedim asher me'ofer yisoidom. He says a person's teva. He's talking not just about his eivor, his hands and his feet, that they're heavy and they're very sedentary and they're made out of lead. He says a person does not want to do good things necessarily. And the tivam leilech akar ta'avosam hagufani. He's going to put in the net, like the net that we're talking about here. And he says, the imbachashikus nafshay apnimius, liskarev eloiseyu b'maisa mitzvahs, eivori aguf kvedim batzeman. if there's a resistance to do the mitzvah, then you can practically be sure that the incentive comes from the Yetzer Tov. That's why there's a resistance. Amazing thing. Person gets up in the morning and he pushes the snooze alarm. That's because the Yetzer Tov is talking to him to get up. If the Yetzer Hara was talking to him, he would jump out of bed. As they start to do the guy. Amazing. Of course, you can train yourself over time to jump out of bed. But even that is because I know that I really don't want to jump out of bed. You understand? But if you have no such thoughts, and if you're just jumping and running, be chayshish, zok the goyin, that it does not come from a good makar. That's what he says. But lately, it's not finished yet. And then he says, v'lachin nilbash yetzahar beivar yakov, because he wants to stop the person's yetzahar. V'al ze gamkin Rish Lakish. Remember the Maisa with Rish Lakish? Rish Lakish was a tremendous gladiator, a great fighter, a great athlete, and he jumped over the river. And why was he jumping over the river? Because he wanted to do no good. But once the Abirkan got to him, and he told him, Chel Chol Yoraisa, what happened all of a sudden? Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Pei Aleph, what happened all of a sudden? He suddenly became weak. His Eivarim were no longer so inspired. Why was it? Physically, he became weaker. He didn't take his vitamins that hour. He didn't take his, what do you call those shots? Not the steroids. He didn't take steroids. The Terence says, he got himself not involved with the Yetzer of Tov. Oh, the Yetzer of Tov, the Gatish Dazeglik. He doesn't jump so far. Can't jump so far with the Yetzer of Tov. Very interesting. Kiva shekiva lulavol toira boi lemedar v'lo yochad shekiva shemitzat hayetzer toiv kiva lulavol toira l'chein hischel hayetzer hara la'akev v'nasu evari haguf kveidu. You hear? V'af kan eino yuchoylo lolefes achareho av shehi hoysa b'chura mimeno milti amitz beguf v'yigiyo rabo v'oz v'atechdal. He says an amazing thing about this pasuk. You know what he says? He says that he saw that she was struggling with herself. It's almost the opposite of what we would assume. What did we say at the beginning? What does misametzes mean? That she's strong and tough and stubborn and she doesn't want to hear from anything and she's going with Nomi no matter what, and that's why you have to stop. The Goyim says that misametzes means she's struggling with herself. She can't keep up with Naomi, even though Naomi's much older than her. Because Eivareha Kvedim, Efshel Nisht, maybe she has a point. What am I going from Moab to Eretz Yisrael? I'm killing myself. You know how they hate us? They hated the Moabim. I'm going to go back to the place where they closed the storehouses and they still, look what happened. Nobody paid any attention to them when they came. Nobody's giving them any food, any money. There's no Hayas, there's no Nayana, there's no this, there's no that, nothing. So this whole idea that she ran with enthusiasm, the Vilna Goyim throws water on it. He says, Adarabba, she was struggling. And when Naomi saw that she was struggling, they tell the story about the Vilna Goyim himself. Reb Chaim Volozhiner, they say, had this idea to build a yeshiva. In the end, he did. Beitz Chaim, the great yeshiva in Volozhiner. This was a tremendous chiddush. He doesn't do anything without his rebbe. So he came with this etza to the goyim, and he's presented it in its entirety, the whole picture, with an unbelievable enthusiasm and an unbelievable mesiras nefesh and an unbelievable confidence that he'll do it. And they say that the first time a year passed by till the next time. They say that the first time the Goyim did not say a word. He didn't give him his bracha. He didn't say anything. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner, without a bracha, he's not starting the yeshiva. He waited, and he came back to him again. And he repeated the same thing all over. At this time, the Goyim gave his bracha. He said, I was choshesh that such enthusiasm, who knows where it's coming from. I was choshesh, such enthusiasm, who knows where it's coming from. It was too perfect. So I had to wait to see if you're still there a year later, it's not from the Yetzer Hara. But this idea fits beautifully into what we're saying, B'niyim Yifatucha Chatoyim, and what Reb Tzadok HaKohen is saying, Mamish. Sometimes the Yetzer Hara convinces a person to do mitzvahs. And it could be in many, many ways, in many inyonim. You know, there are many times that mishalim abound. All kinds of mishalim. Sometimes the Yetzer Hara will convince you to listen to your parents instead of listening to your Rebbe. And sometimes they'll convince you to listen to your Rebbe instead of your parents. And in that particular case, either or, it's wrong. Depends b'nogeya what, and it depends b'nogeya how. There are times that the Yetzer Hara is going to convince you to go off to the moon, to be makariv people. And you're not meant to be makariv people. And it's not you. And you're going to become corrupted over there. You know, it's a very delicate nekuda. I'll tell you something. There's a medrash that everybody knows. But nobody is, I'm not sure how many people know that the same medrash has two tzdodim. A positive, but it also presents it as a negative. Two alternative interpretations of what Avraham Avinu did with Lot. Everybody knows that when Lot's shepherds, did not muzzle their animals. So Avraham Avinu chases Lot away. The same person that was with him through thick and thin, and he's not only his nephew, he's also his brother-in-law, because he's the brother of Sarah. Avi Milka of Avi Yiska, Haran, the father of Lot, is also the father of Milka of Yiska, Yiska's of Sarah. So there's an incredible relationship in so many different ways. And more than anything else, his Talmud Muvak, really. And he started by Yelech Avram Kasher Diber. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Avram Lechucha, and who else goes by Yelech? Who goes with him? Light. By Yelech Ita Light. And suddenly, Im Asmol Ve'Emina, Im Ayamin Ve'Asmila. That's it. And what happens with Light? Vayehal Atzdai. That's where Light ends up. Is this a good thing that Avraham Avinu did or not? Comparatively speaking. Is it positive or is it negative? Did Avraham do too little because he didn't send them out earlier? Or did he do too much because he sent them out in such a way he should have kept them? And the emphasis is, when you think about it, it's the chapella. Avraham is willing to be mispalled for the people of Sdoim. And he's willing to be mispalled for them. So he can't give Light a little mussar. Give him a hug. Give him a kiss. Take him closer to you. Warm him by your fire. Give him a little bit of chizuk. And he'll stop muzzling the animals. What's the big deal? What's the pshat? So I'll tell you the pshat. Light was exhibit number one for Avraham Avinu's great vision of what it means to believe in Hashem. After all, he's his karev, he's his Talmud Muvuk, he's been with him from the beginning. It's like they smash the idols together, so to speak. And when he was going over to your typical convert, right? Es hanefesh asher osu b'choron Avraham megayeres ha'anoshim v'sorim megayeres es anoshim. So Avraham is calling them over and saying, listen, there's one Eibishter in the world, right? Right. And all these things are nonsense, right? Piece of wood that you carved, that's your God? Ridiculous. Yeah, it's totally ridiculous. You're willing to believe that and accept that? Absolutely. Okay. Now I'm going to whisper into your ears something. Once you accept that, you also accept that God is omniscient, and God is everywhere, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees everything that you do, and that you have to be super careful about other people's property. Oh, come on, Rabbi, don't be ridiculous. I'm not going to... And he tells Avraham Avinu, human nature is what it is. What are you talking about? We have a larcenous personality. We like to chabar, but you don't want to get caught. So when nobody's looking, chabar, you take your hand, you put it into the little cookie jar. But he's going to change because he commits himself to one God. And he can talk as much as he wants that God is watching, God is watching. But Lemaisa, as long as he doesn't get a good kick in the teeth right on the spot, and a lightning bolt doesn't strike him between the nostrils, he's not going to change. And Avraham Avinu says, yes, he will. So all of a sudden, exhibit number one, and all of the people are laughing at Avraham Avinu. You see, we told you that it's not Shaydach. You can't get better than light. All of your Ashpah in the world, look how much Ashpah, how much you pumped into a light. And that's the way you are. Belief. Aber the Untishte sure is, forget about it. So Avraham saw that light's presence and light's attitude was completely undermining his whole masaira to the people. That when there's a belief in the Ribbono Shel Olam, it has to make a difference in every part of your life. And especially in Inyonim Ben Adam L'Chaveir, and especially in Ben Adam L'Chaveir and Inyonim Mamon. That basically is the Maisa with the Chofetz Chaim. You know, everybody knows that Maisa. The driver stopped and jumped over the fence and started pulling apples from the tree. And the Chofetz Chaim says, he's watching. And he thought that he meant the boss is here, the owner of the orchard. So he quickly jumped over the fence, got onto the wagon and started out of there with a gallop. And he turns a little bit later and says to Chofetz Chaim, you have eagle eyes. I can see anybody. He says, he's always watching. Thus he gave the mice with that Avraham of light. On the other hand, when you send light away, what happens? He ends up in stun. He doesn't become the Tzaddik Hadar. And he becomes more into Gashmis. And he becomes more wealthy. And he becomes a judge, but a judge in stun. And they have the mice with the bed that you can't just have a bed that doesn't fit. That's not Achmasa Tzarchim. So if the bed was small, they crushed it. If the bed was large, they stretched him. And now everything is perfect. They hated so Urchim that they made their lives miserable. When the person would come in, they would charge him a dollar. Every couple of feet. When he would leave, they would charge him $2. They made them miserable. And this ultimately was the cry of the girl who was smeared with honey. Why was she smeared with honey? Because there was a poor man that she helped. And people were wondering, why isn't he dead already? And why is he so fat? And they discovered that she was cooking food and giving it to him. So they smeared her with honey and they left her to be stung by the bees to death. Haketzakosa, herzaaka, ustzaaka, that riva achas. So that's where he ended up, a judge. There was a certain very corrupt judge that was replaced by a goy, a tzaddik in Russia. He was very righteous. Everybody was mamish mole simcha. They came to the Rav, and they gave him this news, and he started to cry. So I said, why are you crying? He said, you don't understand. The laws of the government against us are totally corrupt. There's not one law that makes sense. There's not one law that's decent. And everything is against us. It's full of anti-Semitism. But we had one mazel. We had a corrupt judge. So you give him a couple of dollars, and he ignores the law. Now you have an honest judge with corrupt laws. We're pickled. We're finished. He says, that's what happened. He says, when why did all of a sudden HaKadosh Baruch Hu here? They must have done these things on a regular basis. You could always give the judge a bribe and get away with it. But now they have a judge, a tzaddik, light. Light yoshev, b'shar sdoim. He's the judge. Now with a judge like that, sdoim is finished. Because the corruption is going to be corroborated by the law. And he's not going to take any bribes. This idea of what happened to light, it's a debatable thing. Was Avraham Avinu responsible for it or not? Maybe Avraham Avinu is responsible. Maybe he's responsible. If he wouldn't have sent him away. On the other hand, he's exhibit number one. So the Medrash goes 50-50. Apelet dikazach. 2 days. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Avraham Avinu acharei he pareid light. When light leaves, suddenly HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Avraham. One opinion in the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, why didn't he get rid of him much earlier? I couldn't have anything to do with you while he's still here. The other opinion says, I have kindness to you, Avraham.
Why did you send him away?
In this marshal that I'm giving you, you see that sometimes an action, you really don't know for sure if you're right, and sometimes an action, not in the case of Avram, of course. Avram, whatever he does, is l'shem Shammai. Just that it could be that the Ribbono Shel Olam had a tiny to him. But in the machshav of Avram was pure. But many times, going back to the Gra, when we look at the option that we have in front of us, should we do something, should we not do something? The Gra says, if you're too enthusiastic, and there's nothing irritating you, and there's nothing trying to hold you back, then you have to worry that maybe what you're doing, as good and as glorious and as wonderful as it sounds, is adarabba va'adarabba, a very dangerous possibility that it's the Yetzer Hara, and from this will come out some sort of churban, sooner or later. And that's Vatera k'nisan metzes he. When Naomi saw that it's not so cautious for Rus, everybody thinks the opposite. That it was so crystal clear that she was like a bulldozer. The guy says she wasn't a bulldozer. She was actually shaking. She was waffling. She was debating with herself. And only then does she accept her, because she knows Sistaka Afanemis. Sistaka from the Yetzer Tov. That's an amazing concept. And especially to tie up the pasuk like that, when every other mafarish says differently. This is a mayridik yisoid, but I want to introduce it back in Yifatucho Chatoyim Al Toivei. What does it mean that the mavatul mitzvahs asay? The Terence says, when they, and then connected to the Alshech and connected to the Tzadok HaKoyim, going through many, many diaries of history here. But the common denominator is that we're not talking about people who are reitzchim on the surface. They are reitzchim maybe deep down, but they don't tell you they're reitzchim. And they're not interested in convincing you to murder right at the outset. Because of course you won't listen. What are they trying to convince you? To be mevatel mitzvah saseh, perhaps? To do a mitzvah, perhaps? Even convince you to do a davar tov, says Reb Tzadok HaKoyim, li yos ima ba'olam haba, he doesn't want Yosef HaTzadok. Even if olam haba means Gan Eden. Let the Ribbono Shel Olam find a way for me to have connection to this mishpacha, but I'm not going to be with her even in olam haba. The yesod of his chabrus in Rishoyim is so powerful, and this idea that every Rasha is not a certified Rasha with a lapel that says I am a Rasha is the first perek in Tehillim. And I've often wondered why that perek was not in Sefer Mishlei. It reads perfectly in Mishlei. The teretz is, David HaMelech is telling us an amazing thing. And it's me'ain what we're saying. A lot of times, people do not understand that tefillah, which is the yisoid of whole Sefer Tehillim, whether it's Shevach to Hashem, or whether it's Bakosh to Hashem, it's tefillah. Tefillah wants to connect the finite to the infinite. How do you do that? So David HaMelech says at the very outset, don't think that tefillah is one thing and how you lead your life is something else. I'm telling you that the way you lead your life and who you are makes a tremendous difference. You see to what extent it makes a difference? That when Yitzchak went on one side and Rivka went on the other side, it's unbelievable. You have any chashash that her tefillah of being barren and having a child was one iota less than her husband's? He can't design. The pshat is, you have to be perfect, and even that genetic lekuda, which l'chayre is so unfair, no, there's something there already. And Kodesh Baruch Hu needs the malbush of a tzaddik. He needs the tzidkas tzaddik. And he is not going to listen to a Russia, even if he says mellifluous words of praise, or he's full of bakoshes. The Rambam says that when a person is choyte, and he davens to Hashem, tarfin filosoi alponov, he rips up the tefillos. They never get to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So, Ashrei Yoish Asher Lo Holach, you want to know, I'm giving you a hakdama, he says to my sefer, the Ilim, says David HaMelech. You want to know? So I'm going to tell you. uv'derech hatoyim lo yomut, uv'mayshav leitzim lo yoshav. And everybody knows that here the pasuk is dividing the hashpa into three categories, going from the most extreme ra to the subtle. Atzas rishoyim. They're giving you an eitzah, and they are rishoyim. Next level, they're chatoyim, like the Goyim says. They're not such rishoyim. And he's not following the eitzah, he's just standing next to them. And the next level, Moshev Leitzim, they're stamped. They're not doing anything good, but they're not doing anything bad necessarily either. And he's not even standing next to them. He's sitting around them. Moshev Leitzim, lo yoshev. So what is it? V'sayras Hashem chefsay. V'sayrasa yege yoyim amulayim. You want to know, if you want to be a mispalel, you have to know, v'sayras Hashem chefsay v'sayrasa yege yoyim amulayim. That's the Hakdamah, the Sefer Tehil. That's why it's the first parak of Tehil. Even though the etzem, it's all Mishlei. So talking about who is roi to have the mafteach to this sefer, to have the key to Tehillim. So that is the purpose and the upshot of what I wanted to tell you today. So the hashkar of the tzad hatoyiv is a very subtle thing, and even then you have to ask yourself, is it real? That's what I told you. Some of us should say on the words, v'haser satan nofaneinu me'acharei. Well, faneinu means he's trying to stop you. What's me'achareinu? He's trying to push you. He's trying to push you, he's trying to stop you. Stop you from what? From doing good. Trying to push you to do ra. That's the push-up shot. But others say it means no. It means mefaneinu, me'achareinu means even when he's pushing you to do good, that's the hoseh son. When it's so good, and it's going too easy, and you feel like you're being lifted up from behind and you're being pushed into the mitzvah. Oh, watch out. Because if there's no struggle, the chances are that this is coming from the tzad of the Yetzer Hara. It's a dover type. Not every dover type is a dover type. You gotta check the label. But plenty of coats that come from China, and they're not necessarily, what's the name of that company? Fancy coat, fancy jacket. Burberry. They're not necessarily Burberry. They're not even Blackberry or Blueberry. They're Stam. They're stolen goods, or they're copied goods, and the people who are doing it are Rishoyim, Gemurim, and Ratzvanim, and Gazwan. That's what it is. And the same thing with everything. People invested with Enron. They thought that these people were geniuses and they were doing great and wonderful things. And it turned out that they were mamish one chefs of sheker. And it's the same with everything. If you make an investment in Torah and mitzvahs and it's gate sukhing, you have to suspect the investment. We should be zeichet to know the difference between the two and to take be zeichet to the kinyonim of eight shosla al pagei mayim Ashapir ya yitin behitay v'alei olayinu.
Makos?
Makos, yeah. That's what they call it. Makos.